What is going on, you guys? Welcome to the Ready to See podcast. This is your host, Christopher Zamora. Welcome to another episode. So, let's just get started. Last of Us, episode 1, for the very first season, already came out. And I gotta say, man, this was fantastic. This was something that we needed to see on the big screen or in your house. Damn, man. This was pretty awesome. I thought that this wasn't going to be as good, but it is, man. They actually did a very well job with this first episode. If you have played The Last of Us game, then you already know what happens. I'm going to go over like a few spoilers for The Last of Us episode 1, but overall I'm just gonna summarize it just a bit, not gonna go really in depth. But like, if you have played the first game, you actually go through the apocalypse. Like in the beginning in the game, right, you actually just start at nighttime. But in the show, like, there's a prequel that it gives you like in around the 1960s. And that one scene in the beginning of the show is very important because it just tells you what the show is going to be about. The show is not going to be anything hilarious. It's going to be a very serious show about a zombie virus headed to Earth. It was giving you a hint of what's about to happen. And with that scene, they pulled it off, man. They pulled off the overall tone of what's going to be for the show. And what I like about it too is that they actually kept the characters' clothing the same as they did in the beginning stages of the game. Like Sarah, which is Joel's daughter, she wears the same shirt that she likes. I'm not really sure if that person that is on the shirt is Hannah Montana, but it kind of looks like her, okay? Like, it's the same color shirt, and also as Joel, Pedro Pascal, he actually wears the same clothing that he wears in the game, a black shirt and blue jeans. Not only that, but the same house that you can walk through in the beginning of the game, they actually kept it the same way as well, which is pretty awesome, dude. It's so cool how they kept almost everything the same. They added a few things, which is good because I don't know how people would have reacted if this show was just a copy and paste of the game. But it's cool that they added a few things to the show. Because if they didn't, yeah, people would have been just going off on Twitter. But the thing about what I like most is that they just kept it the same way as it was in the game. Like I mentioned before, the overall tone is very important to keep the tone as it was in the game. And the actors, they did it really well. Joel, who Pedro Pascal is playing, he's the lead in the show. And he's doing a good job so far. And you guys know that Sarah, she did not make it by the ending of the episode. She died in the first 20 minutes because there was a soldier that actually was shooting Joel and Sarah because he got some orders from the government. In that scene where when Joel, he was crying that Sarah was gone. Oh man, that was a really sad scene. And I saw this video on YouTube like comparing the show to the game. Like the overall, like back to back. Like, there's a comparison of those two. And it just seems about the same. Even Tommy as well, the actor who played as him, he did a really well job. And also when they passed by the house, the burning farmhouse, it just looked exactly the same, man. The only thing about that one scene, I just preferred, like, Joel, he was walking. I mean, he was, like, running with Sarah, and there was, like, people running around. I wish there was more to see from that. But I think probably they just cut it a little bit short because maybe they thought that they were taking a little bit long at that very moment. So that's why they just skipped to seeing the actual zombies. And man, oh man, these zombies, dude, these zombies are fast. These zombies are quick as hell. They kind of did remind me of the 28 Weeks Later type of zombies in a way. And not only are they fast, they jump as well. And the game, they couldn't, I don't know if they didn't have the technology for zombies to do that just yet. But like, for these zombies to jump and run very fast, I think it was the best decision they made for the show, man. Because we would like to see what's going to happen, like in some situations that Ellie and Joel go in at. It's just going to be, I feel like this show is, it has potential to be really good. And it just seems like there's no way it can fail. I'm just hoping it does very well and it doesn't disappoint. Adaptations for video games overall, they don't do so well. Like, for example, the Mortal Kombat movie, the one that came out, I'll say probably in the late 90s or early 2000s. I'm not really sure the actual date it came out on, but Mortal Kombat Annihilation did not really do so well with people overall. I was a kid, but I enjoyed the heck out of those movies. The first one and the second, they were just very great. And the one that came out in, I think in 2021, Mortal Kombat, it was okay. But I still prefer the original ones more than that one. They did a very well job catching the tone in the show. And then fast forward 20 years later, the year is 2023. Coincidence? I think not. They did that on purpose. If this show would have come out in 2022, then yeah, they would have done the same thing. The show would have taken place in 2022. Like, the buildings and also the suits for the federal group, which is the government, they kept it almost the same as it was in the video game, man. It feels like it's supposed to be that way. And they just did it so well. And Ellie, I believe the actress who's playing as her, she's doing a very well job. I don't see nothing wrong with her at all. So I don't know why people are still hating that she's not doing a very good job, yada, yada, yada. But she's catching, like, the overall personality of Ellie, how it was in the video game. And I think how they ended the episode, I think Joel knowing that Ellie's infected, I think that was a very perfect scene to end the very first episode. It gives you suspense for the next episode, and you want to know what's going to happen next. If I was a showrunner, I would have ended it right there too. They catched it at a very good time to end the episode. I haven't seen the actual scenes that come out for the second episode, but having knowledge of the very first game, I'm guessing they're going to end the second episode. I'm going to go on a few spoilers with the Last of Us video game, so beware. So I believe they probably might end the second episode with Tess dying. That's probably going to be the ending of the episode. And then on the third one, on the third episode, they might continue going to Bill's town. I just want to see how the clickers are going to look, man. And that's going to be really cool, man. There's a lot of potential for the show to be good. I can feel it, man. I can really feel it. They also changed the overall reason why Joel and Tess are doing this mission, like to smuggle Ellie out of the camp that they were in, and they had to leave her somewhere else. The overall plan was because they're trying to reach Joel's brother, which is Tommy. He knows where he is, and he wants to find him. And so the only way that he can find him is to get a car. The people, the Fireflies, they say that Ellie is a very important person. And the reason being is because she is immune to the virus. If you have played The Last of Us Left Behind DLC, she was bitten, and also her friend Riley. We're probably going to get one episode of Ellie when she was meeting Riley one time. One dedicated episode probably. I don't think it's just going to be like 10 minutes or so. Maybe just one full episode of just them doing whatever they were doing on Left Behind. Man, it's been a long time since I played that DLC. You know, didn't it came out in 2014, 2015? Yeah, it's been a long time. Those factions, dude. Those factions were very fun to play. They're still creating that multiplayer mode for The Last of Us. I wish they made another DLC for The Last of Us Part 2. Like in the setting when, during the time when after Sarah died and Tommy and Joel, they ran away from the town that they were in Texas, and they travel across the country to try to find safe haven. Now that would have been so awesome to see, like a 2 to 3 hours of playing with them. It would have been so much fun. But I guess I can take factions. It's still not ready yet, but I feel like that would have been the best choice to make. Oh man, it's just, The Last of Us is one of my favorite games, man. There's a lot of potential for this show to be good, or also for it to go wrong. But I feel like it's not. With this one episode, I feel like it's gonna do great. I just hope they don't mess it up, man. Just keeping my hopes up. It's just one episode. It's just one episode in. They're actually making 9 episodes for season 1. For season 2, if you have not played The Last of Us Part 2, you're in for a big surprise for season 2. It's a very big surprise. I'm not going to say anything about it, but I'll just tell you how I felt. I did not like it. I did not like the story for The Last of Us Part 2. The game was fun. The gameplay, the overall action when you're fighting the enemies was cool. But just the storyline, I just feel like they should have made another game before they made The Last of Us Part 2. Like, this one should have been Part 3. We should have another adventure with Joel and Ellie together. And then what we got for The Last of Us Part 2, that should have been Part 3. I was just so disappointed with the story. And I just feel like they should have done something else. because it was kind of disappointing, the storyline. But I had fun playing the game. If I had fun playing a game, that's what really matters. The storyline, not so much. I mean, that's how I thought about it when I was younger. I didn't really pay attention to any of the stories. When I was younger, I just mostly spoke Spanish, and these video games, they were all in English. I didn't pay attention to what was going on. If the game had a lot of action, and I liked the mechanics in the game, that was the main thing that was the most important. If I had fun, if I enjoyed playing this game, then yeah, man, who cares about the story? But like on The Last of Us Part 2, there's a lot of anticipation at the time. 2020 was the year of the pandemic, and also The Last of Us Part 2 came out. What are the odds that one of the worst years ever, probably, had one of the most shocking games of all time come out on that same year, which was The Last of Us Part 2. Again, I did not like how the story went, but the gameplay was very good. No doubt about that. There was a video I made a long time ago, around the time it actually came out, in my YouTube channel. It was in 2020. I gave this game like a 9.5 out of 10. On the video. But nah, man. I take it back. That's a way too high of a score for the game, man. That was way too high of a score to give. I actually do give this game a 7 out of 10. A 7 out of 10, I think, is best for this video game. The Last of Us Part 2. A 7 out of 10. That's fair. Since I was rooting for to see Joel and Ellie again on The Last of Us Part 2. It just sucks that we didn't get another adventure with them together. Like, we had flashbacks, but it wasn't really much. It was just a few flashbacks from Ellie's past. Like, I remember there was this one time when they visited a museum. Now, that scene, it was okay. It wasn't as great, but it was only cool to see them together. But overall, I just feel like they should have added a little bit more time with them being together. I'm going to tell you a little bit about The Last of Us Part 2. So, fair warning, so spoilers, okay? So, yes, Joel did die. Joel got killed by Abby, the one person that people hate, that really hate, not hated, still hate to this day, because she actually succeeded on killing him. And the reason being was because Joel killed her father. Her father was a surgeon that was going to do the surgery on Ellie. Remember I told you that Ellie is immune? Well, they had to take her blood and also do a surgery on her. I don't know. No, I think that, yeah, I believe so, that they were going to take out her brain to test it. And they were going to find a vaccine. But since Joel, he ran to the hospital and got Ellie, the doctor who was trying to kill Joel, he got killed instead. And that doctor was Abby's father. And so she got revenge. Fans of the TV show are not going to like this. They're not going to like when Joel, unfortunately, gets killed on season 2. Well, I don't know. Maybe they'll do something else with Joel's character. But like, it seems like they actually are sticking to the video games. They're not going to change anything major, like his death. Yeah, man, it's just it does really suck how they did it for The Last of Us Part 2, but it is what it is. Can't do anything about it. But they're actually going to make a The Last of Us Part 3, I believe. Since they are making the show already, they are going to make Season 3. Maybe like in 2026. I don't know. Probably it's going to be a very long time when we're going to get a Part 3 of The Last of Us video game. But I don't know. Also, what I really want to talk about is the Megan movie. I finally saw that movie. I finally found the time to actually watch the movie. And what do I think? What do I think about this movie? I liked it. I liked the movie. Well, all my family members, they did not enjoy the movie. They thought like this movie was going to be super scary. Like, it's going to be very terrifying. I thought so too. But like, the overall purpose of the movie was for Megan and Katie, which is the little girl, to bond with each other. The purpose was to actually see how a girl who's just a child and knows about technology, how she reacts with an AI doll. It was important to talk about it in the movie because in the beginning of the movie, when she was with her parents, right? I'm going to go over the movie for a bit. So, just fair warning, guys. Fair warning. When they were headed somewhere, she was on her tablet. And like, you know, kids these days, instead of just going outside and playing like a normal kid in the 90s or early 2000s, they're always on their phones and tablets, just using this technology over and over again. And same thing was happening with Katie. She's like a little girl that always wants to be in her tablet. And now with her getting this AI doll, which is Megan, she was kind of addicted as well. Like, she actually thought that Megan was like an actual being. Megan is a robot, and it wasn't a human being that she can look up to. The thing about the doll is that this doll was so advanced, it learned so quick. And the thing is, it had emotion. Now that is the scariest part. This movie kind of did remind me of the Chucky movie that we got, I think 4 years ago. Like in 2018. It's not the one with Brad Dourif, but it's the one with Aubrey Plaza. She came out on that Chucky movie, I remember. It kind of did remind me of that. The little girl was alone and she needed somebody to be there with her at all times. And I kind of saw that relationship that Chucky had with Andy on that movie. It was kind of the same thing as well, because since they were both AI and worked with like the Wi-Fi and stuff, it was kind of similar in a way. But Megan doesn't really use technology like that. She only uses herself. And also, maybe she might have gotten a malfunction when the dog bit her. I think that was the part where everything just went wrong. Maybe I could be wrong. Maybe she was just learning way too quick and she was just took a mind of its own and just thought about murdering somebody and just saving Katie at all times, no matter the cost, no matter who was in front of her, she was going to take her down. And that's why probably a few people did not like the movie, because probably it just took a very long time for them to get to the action. But it was important to tell the story so we can understand more how this AI doll works. And it did a good job. And also as well, I think that's why they got a a 95% on Rotten Tomatoes. That's an overall good score for a horror movie. I saw, I think yesterday, that it had like a budget of $12 million, I believe. Yes, it's actually a $12 million budget that they did for this movie. And now it has made over $90 million on the box office. It has made over $100 million, which is very good for a horror movie. Now they're thinking of making a second one. And it's actually in the early stages, the second film. And now that we know more of how Megan works in this movie, the second one, they should just go all out for the second one. Because if they don't, then what's the point? What was the whole point of introducing, like in the first movie, introducing her to the world? And on the second one, we should get a lot of kills in the movie. We actually did get a good amount of kills. We actually got, I think, 4 people and the dog. Yeah, the dog actually did die. Damn, Megan. Why kill the dog? I did enjoy it. And I give this movie a 7 out of 10. Yes, I do agree that they kind of did take a long time for the action to come in. But it was necessary. It was necessary to tell the story of how an AI doll works with Katie. It was a very important story to tell, and they just did a good job with it. And yeah, I believe that is it for this podcast, guys. Yeah, I think we got a good amount of time for this podcast. Make sure to subscribe to wherever you are listening to this podcast. Hopefully I keep posting these podcasts, and I'm hoping you guys are enjoying them as well. I'm just trying to be consistent as possible. Just post one episode a week. And yeah, man. Hopefully I keep doing this. I'll see you guys on the next episode. Alrighty, guys. Take care. Bye now.